Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I will say, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older, where I'm at in my life, I feel like time is going by at warp speed.
It is.
Dude, yep. What the hell?
Yeah, it
used to feel like forever. 13. It feels like yesterday. It was like, yeah, the beginning of the season. Yeah, let's hope the Jets and Giants can be good. And here we are going into week 13, obviously with Thanksgiving. And by the way, Thanksgiving has huge games. This is maybe, you know, single Sal used to love the idea of the third game on Thanksgiving. Married Sal with a kid, family obligations. I hate the idea of a third game on Thanksgiving. But this might be the best three-game lineup that we've had on Thanksgiving since the NFL has gone to that third game. Dude, Lions-Packers, huge game in the NFC North to get things started. Usually that game is like a, you know,
kind of a throwaway.
Yeah, exactly.
Driving grandma's back, the stinky Lions are on, whatever.
Exactly. Lions have stunk forever. Agreed. Cowboys, generally the same thing with them. Even when they're good, they're playing the crappy Giants or the crappy Commanders. How many times has that game actually meant something? Now you got the Cowboys and Chiefs. That is an enormous game.
Yep.
As it pertains to the playoff picture in both the AFC and NFC.
I'll be there for that one, as I said. Yeah, I'm going to that game.
That is.
Looking forward to seeing Mahomes.
That's awesome. I'm actually jealous of that, because not only are you going to the game on Thanksgiving, which is cool in itself, seeing Mahomes in person.
I've never seen that before with
Taylor
him.
Swift probably going to be in the building.
No, who the hell is, who is singing? My wife told me. It's actually.
I'm saying Taylor Swift because of Travis Kelce.
I don't need to see Taylor Swift. I can't.
I'm saying she's going to be in the building. You'd be spending Thanksgiving with Taylor Swift. That doesn't get you excited?
No, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan.
Get me excited. Opalite.
Kelsey's getting corny and she's played out. I'm done with that.
Oh, no way.
I don't need them at all.
Anyway, so that's a huge game. And then even the night game, Ravens, who are battling, they lead the North now, battling Joe Burrow, assuming Burrow comes back with the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, that one, we can spice that up a little bit, but the reality is the Bengals have three wins. And yes, Burrow was going to play, so obviously it could be a competitive game there.
Burrow back, to me, makes it more appealing.
No question. I'm just talking about in terms of the standings. No, Joe Burrow's an absolute stud. I know Lamar was a little bit banged up again, where he didn't practice yesterday, but he's going to play. And by the way, just to what you said about how time moves quickly, or it seems like it's moving faster as we get older, it actually is. You know why? So when
somebody told me this before, I don't know if you told me this or we've had.
I don't think this has come up with us.
Yeah, like the older you get, the more. Go ahead, explain it.
All right. So if I did say it, evidently you didn't listen.
Yeah, no, I don't believe
you're
it.
Zoning out when I was talking. Yeah. So when you're 7 or 8, like the summer seems to go on forever. Oh, July, August, oh, forever. Yet, which is a good thing. And then when you're 7 or 8, Christmas seems to take forever. Mm. Oh, when is Christmas coming? Now it's Halloween, pumpkin, turkey, tree up, Santa. Bang, it goes fast. Well, because when you're 7, 8, 9 years old, those 3 months or a month before whatever equates to a much smaller, much larger percentage of your time. Whereas when you become 40, 45, 50, 55 and older, now 3 months, it's just a much smaller percentage of your time on Earth. So it's literally, it equates to the same time, but because you're the ratio, if that makes sense, the percentage, that's what's different.
Somebody has explained that to me. I'm not sure I buy that, even if there is science behind it. And I also just want to go back to the way that it was. The BT and Sal Show on The Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. The reason why I don't buy that, if I were to go back to working at Home Depot, which you never know, if I were to go back to Home Depot and stand behind the register for a 9-hour day, you think that would go fast?
Oh, God. Oh, at this age? Yeah. No, it wouldn't.
Right,
even
exactly.
So it's the same theory. That's funny.
On the Thanksgiving game. So you're saying, okay, well, it doesn't matter in the standings for the Bengals, but it does for the Ravens. The other two games, Lions-Packers, matter for each team.
Oh, yeah.
The Chiefs-Cowboys matters for each team. And even the Thursday night game, it matters at least for the Ravens. The Bengals are dead at 3-8, but with Burrow back and the Ravens, maybe I shouldn't say they're even dead. BT, you look at it. I'm not betting on the Bengals, man. They have coughed up so many opportunities.
The Jets beat them. Enough said.
Yeah, I know, but think about it. They're 3-8. They're only three games back in the division.
They're three games. This isn't like the NL East in September. It's the NFL. Three games.
But my point is that they have been god awful. They're 3-8. If they the AFC North, the leaders, the Ravens were not very good either. Yeah, and now they're finally back on track, tied with the Steelers. If the Bengals win this game at 4-8, now you're two games back of the lead in that with a win over the Ravens. I forget what happened prior to that. My point is that I'm not looking at the Bengals as a legit team because their defense has been god-awful and they coughed away many opportunities. But with Joe Burrow there, they are a live dog in that game and can impact the Ravens' chances in the AFC North. So all three games, they have not played this year. Have they played Bengals and Ravens? All three games have significant playoff implications here. They have not played yet this year, so they still have two. So let's just say, hypothetically, the Bengals win this game. Dude, the Ravens play the Bengals Thursday night at home.
Yep.
Then they play the Steelers, mm-hmm. and then they travel to Cincinnati. The next three games are going to make or break the AFC North. And if the Bengals go on a little bit of a run starting Thursday night, you could say that maybe the other teams beat each other up. Let's say the Bengals beat the Ravens. That gets them to 6-6. The Ravens beat the Steelers. That gets them a 6-loss. And if the Bengals win three more games, they'll be right there in that division. They play the Ravens at Buffalo, and then the Ravens again before closing out with the Dolphins, Cardinals, and Browns. So obviously not likely for Cincinnati. All I'm saying is there's a chance.
Well, and listen, and when Burrow plays, they're a fun team to watch.
Yeah, right.
Even though I think Higgins is out, Chase will play. I believe Higgins is not playing.
Well,
I think I heard that this morning.
The knucklehead.
Yeah, I know, God.
Costing my fantasy team a win.
Honestly, he should have been bounced for more than one game. That now. But you spit on somebody? Come on, one game?
Yeah, I mean, because you're my fantasy team.
My team
one
sucks.
Game. He should have appealed it. And then maybe sat out this week when I didn't need him as much.
I thought he was going to appeal. Either way, I'm looking at the standings for both conferences, right? And it's just not going to look like this at the end of the year. I mean, now the Patriots very well might be the top seed in the AFC because they still got to play the Jets. And, you know, I think they have one more Dolphins game, and they're actually very good. And, you know, I know you love Denver, and I know Denver's good. I don't believe in them full throttle. I just don't with Bo Nix. You know, I don't believe in the Colts. They're coming off a loss. The Ravens, yeah, all right, they're coming off a win. They don't look incredibly impressive against the Jets. If Breece Hall doesn't fall.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Fumbled at the two. The Jets are down by 3 points with 6 minutes to go. Who knows what happens? Lamar's been jacked up all year. I don't trust the Chargers. This is in order of playoff berth right now. I don't trust the Chargers. Don't trust the Jaguars. Don't trust the Bills. Texans I don't trust, but at least they're kind of going in the right direction. Rodgers is jacked up. The Chiefs are in 10th place, and they got some tough games. They could lose Thursday. So that's just the AFC. Now, I think right now, I did this a little bit at the end of the Jets pod on Killable on Sunday because I just can't do a long pod on the Jets at this point. So I've got to incorporate some other NFL stuff. And I came to the determination that right now the team that I've got the most faith in is the Rams.
Yep.
The Rams. Now, the second team, it's a little debatable. I'm not really sure yet, but the Eagles, I mean, you're up there. First of all, they couldn't score up until this past week. They finally light up the scoreboard. They get out to a 21-zip lead, and they flush the lead down the chute. I'm not totally buying the Bears. Obviously, the Bucs are a playoff team, but Baker's jacked up. And even with him, they're not that good. I like Seattle. Don't love them. Packers, don't trust them. Niners getting healthy, but don't trust them. Lions, I don't know what to think of them. And right now, the Panthers are two spots out of a wild card. And the Panthers are special. I mean, nobody thinks that. So there's a lot of volatility, which is fun. I think it's good. But I what I'm saying is when we get to 3 weeks from now, I think this playoff situation is even more jumbled than it is right now. It's a mess.
I said this last week, the Super Bowl representatives coming from the NFC West, I think it's going to be the Niners. I know they weren't overly impressive last night. Sloppy game. I think the Niners, when all said and done, are going to be the best team in the NFC. And all it takes is one game to upset. Right now, I think it is clearly the Rams. I think you can make a good case for Seattle. Kostas was on them ahead of anybody else this year, beginning of the year. I was like, Seattle, what? But they have been really good. I just don't buy Sam Darnold. Purdy was god-awful last night, but I still think ultimately the Niners, with their coach, with the ability to run the football the way that they do, and I don't trust Chicago at all. I know their record's very good. I don't trust them. How could you trust Green Bay or Detroit? And like you said, it's going to be a huge game on Thursday. Looking forward to that. I don't trust the Eagles. I don't know how you can. I know they've been winning. They're 8-3, but come on. They just showed you. I've been picking against them all year long. Finally got one right when Dallas came back to beat them. But up 21-0, you're thinking, you know what? I concede. The Eagles are one of the best five teams in football. And then they blow that game. So they're good, but I don't trust anybody in the NFC as much as I would in the NFC West. I think it's coming down to, me personally, I think it's coming down to the Rams or Niners. Obviously, the Rams are going to have an advantage because, you know, they have a two-game lead right now in that division.
Well, you'll like this. I mean, the next two games for the Niners at the Browns, Shador's going to start that game. Yep. And then they got a bye week, and then they got Tennessee at home. So they're going to be 10-4, and then they finish up at Indy. It's a Monday night game, flip a coin, whatever. Then you got the Bears, then you got Seattle, both games at home. So they are going to be 10. I mean, they're going to be an 11, possibly a 12-win team, which seemed pretty unlikely a couple of weeks back. And by the way, Purdy last night.
Yeah.
I mean, that was as bad a sequence with the three picks in the first half. You could have had three more. I know he's rusty. Brock, that was as... I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback look that hard.
Yeah, that's bad. And you can't credit the Panthers' defense. Purdy's got to be better than that. All right, BT and Sal on the phone. Let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. The number to call. Jeff is calling from the Bronx about his Yanks. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, man, listen. I'm tired of Cashman. Cashman is a two-face. This is the same guy that says he does not believe in cold streak, hot streak, that you are what the back of your baseball card says. Am I correct?
I don't really know that I've heard him say that, but they seem to subscribe to that organizationally, so probably at least a loose interpretation. Keep going.
Okay, so what happened to with Trent Grisham?
What do you
this
mean?
This guy, like, this year, fine, he went crazy, 3,500, but this guy, he's horrible, BT. Mm. This guy's horrible offensively, and he gave him $22 million.
I didn't want him back.
The thing that he hopes that he could, that he thinks he could do it again.
I don't want him back, Jeff. I was on the record. I did not. No, I was wrong. I didn't think he would sign the QO. I thought somebody would give him 3 years, 70 something, whatever. I was wrong. I wish the Yankees never offered it. I do not want. He's on the team, so it doesn't matter. But that's not a good thing to me. He can't hit lefties. He's going to hit 195 to 220 this year. It is what it is, and his defense isn't what it used to be.
BT, but you know what? He's going to take it, because you know what? Everybody knows what player he is. Nobody in their right mind is going to give him all that money.
Maybe. And maybe that's why he did it. His agent had the intel.
And looking out, and next year with the thing with the lockout that is pending. Nope. I mean, he'd be crazy not to take it.
All right, well, forget about Grisham. He's not going to make or break the team. What else you want them to do? I mean, that's one move right there. I don't think it's as bad as everybody else is making it seem, as long as it doesn't get in the way of making other moves.
But you know what? Listen, they're going to bring back the same team. He's not going to waste more money. He's not.
Well, that's not good enough then. Then that's not good enough.
It's not. It's horrible. And you know what? And you know whose fault that is? It's our fault. Because no matter, he does the same thing every year. Cashman does the same thing every year. And guess what? That stadium is always full to the max every year. They get their money. They don't care.
I don't know if I'd say they don't care, and thank you for the call, Jay.
They care. Yeah, maybe not as much as us, but they care.
Well, does Hal care enough to change something when the results aren't up to our standards? They can say that they have the highest of standards, but their actions aren't in accordance with that.
Yeah, that's I agree.
I don't know how they would dispute it. The only thing that they could say, and it sounds foolish to even when I hear myself say, the only thing that they could say is, well, we win 90-plus games every year and are in the postseason more often than not. But if you actually look at it over the course of the last 5-6 years, hasn't been good enough. Whether it's the lack of competition, quality competition in the American League, and now the gap has been closed and the Yankees have fallen a little bit because of that. The Yankees getting the World Series after trading for Soto. They let Soto... Like, think about what happened. Instead of trading for Soto and keeping him... And having the Judge Soto tandem and building around that to become a true powerhouse.
Yep.
Now I know that it wouldn't have been a perfect fit. You would have to move Soto to left, whatever. I know you're. But the point is, those two were an incredible tandem. Everybody got excited about it. And it wasn't a fluke that pairing those two together got them to their first World Series since 2009. The idea would have been to keep that star power and incredible historic tandem together and then build off of that. And they didn't. They let Soto go for multiple reasons, whatever. They didn't want to go to where the Mets went. Okay, fair enough. And they built a good team, but clearly not good enough to the point where they got beat by the Blue Jays, for goodness sake. Not even by, you know, some powerhouse in the American League or the ALCS. They got beat by the Blue Jays, a team who they've historically owned. And not to mention that even if they got there, would they have really competed with the Dodgers at that level? So the Yankees now are trying to retain Bellinger and maintain the level that they were at last year, which was worse than they were at the year before. They're going backwards.
Let me ask you something here. Let's say the Yankees whiff on Bellinger. What do they do? We got to push it forward. So the things
I mean, they
got to
get Tucker then.
This okay. But do you think Yankees. They would?
Well, it's, just a, yeah, it's the
you
Yankees.
You're cursed again, yeah, huh? Getting loose out
yeah,
here.
I know.
All right, so.
Playing free and easy. I don't
Jesus,
know why.
Yeah, I hear you.
Too much podcasting, I think.
If they don't get Bellinger, and I think most of us still think he's coming back, but you never know. It takes one rogue offer for the Yankees to maybe say, that's a little more than what we want to do, and he bounces, right? Let's just say he's not here. Yeah, we could all say they should get Tucker, but do you think that they would come with 11 years, $400-something million to get Tucker?
Anything less would be uncivilized.
Uncivilized?
Yeah, they can't. Really, BT, it should be Bellinger back and Tucker. You could move Bellinger to first, have him play a little outfield, or get Kwan and Bellinger, or get Tucker and Kwan. It can't just be, well, let's bring Bellinger back. And make that like that some big coup and the Yankees have gotten better. No, it's got to be more. And at my core, and I admit, I have been brainwashed from growing up in the dynasty years. I still believe the Yankees are going to go all in at some point. I don't understand how they don't think that they need to. It doesn't mean just go spend absurd money, but it means building this ball club in a much better way. They went from the World Series in 2024 to a lesser team last year. You can't now take another step backwards and hope that you're going to roll the dice and get lucky in the postseason. You need to, well, Jazz is going to be back. Ben Rice at first base. Volpe and Caballero at short. McMahon at third. Wells and Rice at catcher. Judgey in right. Grisham back in center. Dominguez or Spencer Jones in left. What's changing then?
Listen, I can make the case. Nobody wants to hear it now. And I've said this, and I do believe this, but I do want to get to the greater point. But this is probably more important to them than to me, but it is a real thing. It's not a figment of their imagination. You're going to get, in all probability, I'll be conservative, 25 starts from Cole and 25 more from Schlittler.
Right.
If you would have had that a year ago, you win the division, you probably do. Again, that's not for me to mount the defense against what they've done. It's just the reality.
But maybe somebody else gets hurt. That's how pitching is.
That's fair. No, that's true.
I mean, yes, in theory, on paper, sure. On paper, everything sounds great. And then in reality, it's like, uh-oh, this guy blew a gasket. This guy's out.
Well, that's why I really want to get to what I really want to get to. And you just ran through a lot of the names, and I was jotting them down when you were doing it. I want you to give me a percentage, all right, of the opening day lineup being what I'm going to give you.
Yeah.
Not the batting order, just dancing around the field.
Yeah.
Rice at first, Jazz at second, Caballero, and then eventually Volpe at short, McMahon at third, Wells behind the plate, Grisham in center, Judge in right, Dominguez or Jones in left, and Stanton as the DH.
No way. There's no way.
Okay, but give me a percentage. So no way means zero?
I'm 10%. 10% that that's happened.
Okay,
I'm almost at zero.
Okay, you might be...
I don't know. I'm just saying, Mike, I can't.
So I would go really low, too. Yeah. So, but now let's look at what you... And I tell my kids this all the time. Control what you can control.
Yeah.
The Yankees can't force the Guardians to trade Kwan.
Right.
They can't force him.
Oh.
They can entice him with a ridiculous offer, but you can't say you're trading him no matter what.
Your lineup so you didn't even have Bellinger back, by the way.
Well, that I know.
Okay.
Oh, that's
so you can control that.
Yeah. Bellinger. Yes, unless there's a different state that he wants to live in or a different situation that he wants to jump to. That you can't. Maybe you can entice him to sacrifice whatever he might want to jump into with, you know, $3-5 million a year, which I wouldn't do for me. I love Bellinger. Let's not get nuts.
Yeah.
He's not Judge. He's not Soto. He's not Ohtani. He's really good, and they need him.
Now you sound like Cashman. I mean, what are you applying for, DON job? Department
Stop.
Of Nerds?
If I was, I'd be the head of it, and I'd change things up a little bit. I'd take the computers, I'd smash a few, I'd leave a few, and I'd reprogram the damn thing.
I could see that. You and Booney hand in hand and leading the DON.
All right, so you can't force the Guardians to trade Kwan. We know that. Now, they might get him, but you can't force him to. You can't force Bellinger. You can't stick a gun to his head and say, sign this contract, okay? So you can't say it's 0% what I just laid out happens. And everybody else that I mentioned is under contract. So that is it's a very small percentage, but if Bellinger's not here and they don't have the appetite for Tucker, which I think is possible, that could be the lineup.
And if that's the lineup, then that's an embarrassment.
I'm going to go absolutely insane.
I don't care how good the pitching is. That would be an embarrassment. I mean, I could have said the same thing to you with the Mets. Well, what are the odds that Soto's in right, Nimmo's in left, and everybody was like, well, yeah, Nimmo's going to be back. Where's he going to go? And boom, all of a sudden they traded them. You can do it. It's a matter of how much the Yankees are willing to do and take a look under the hood and say, okay, how can we get a little creative here and reconstruct this team? I think a simple one is Kwan. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. You're not keeping Dominguez and Jones. There's no point to that.
I agree with that.
So call up the Guardians and say, well, what would it take to get Kwan? You could have one of these two plus some lower-level guys. I don't even know what it would take, but at least you're now cleaning up from an area of abundance. The ideal situation would be to trade Spencer Jones to Cleveland, let them take him on. You keep Dominguez, and I would keep him in the minors, hope to get him right and ready to then contribute at the big league level if and when needed at some point throughout the course of the year. You put Kwan in left field, you have him bat leadoff. I mean, problem solved. You have a leadoff hitter. That makes the Yankees better immediately. One simple, cost-effective move to trade for Kwan solves two problems. Gold Glover in left field, leadoff hitter.
I
good
agree.
God.
We've talked, you know, it's really one of the better ideas you've had.
Yeah.
It's not a long list. Yeah. It's one of the better ideas. And you've been on this before anybody. You said the same thing during the summer, man. All right, so, but back to the mantra of controlling what you can control. You cannot force them to trade Kwan. You cannot you cannot force the Tigers to trade Scooble, nor can you force the Pirates to trade Skeen. So when you say Dominguez and Jones cannot be on this team next year, I agree conceptually.
Well, they both won't fit, like factually.
But I actually think that there's a chance that they are, because if Kwan, Scooble, and Skeens aren't dealt, one of those guys would be in one of those packages,
if
not both.
And you said Jones could play center. Is that what you were saying?
They told me they like him much better in center field than they don't look at Dominguez as center
fielder.
Right,
so Dominguez would be left.
Left field.
Jones would be center.
Correct.
Grisham would be one or the other.
Well, Grisham's center.
Yeah.
I mean, Grisham's a center fielder.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, now, the other caveat, the other thing that was told to me, like, if they do go to camp and it's Joe, and this, I don't think this is ideal at all, because that means you missed out on Bellinger or Kwan, whatever. Yeah. But if it is Dominguez and Jones fighting for it, it would probably be fighting for left field, because you would be.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. And then obviously, you know, Grisham in a year is gone. With Grisham, maybe doesn't play against left, although Jones is a lefty. So if
by that time, Jones will be what, 30, 31?
Yeah, he's going to be 32 years old when he comes
BT
up.
BT and Sal.
Finally made it.
BT and Sal, the fan. More of your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.